William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
This is the Darts Podcast from William Hill. Looking forward to day three of the William Hill World Darts Championship from Alexandra Palace. Got some great games coming up, and it'll all be covered on In Play Radio. If you've never listened before, check it out, inplayradio.co.uk, covering all the football from 12 noon as well as the darts, and we go right through until midnight as well with our experts following every single throw. I'm here to bring you some audio from Ali Pally. We're going to hear from Dan Dawson, our man at the venue. He's been talking to Phil the Power Taylor after he eased through his first round. We'll also hear from Rod Harrington as well, as he looks forward to day three and gives us his best tips. First of all, let's hear from Phil the Power Taylor and how hard he thought that first round match was.
It wasn't a walk in the park, and it was difficult. He made it difficult. He was not a bad player. I think if we'd have concentrated on what he was doing, he'd have been a handful. Kept on about the board all the time. I think if he'd concentrated on what he's doing, he'd have been a better player.
However, it's a successful start. However, this William Hill World Championship for you. Well, job done, isn't it?
It is a job done, and I can go home now and top myself up because I'm 80% right. Now I can go home now and get ready for the next round, and I will do now. I've had a taste what it's like. I know what the board's like. I know the length of it. I know exactly what to do now. So I'm going to go home now and get ready.
Obviously new sponsors at this William Hill World Championship. It's a new stage. Does that make a difference? I mean,
it does. The colours were different. The colours made it feel a bit of a long throw. It's just a different setup. You know, when you first go up, you're thinking... And I noticed a lot of players this week weren't playing at the best. You know, Michael didn't play at his best. There's a few players didn't play at the best. There's a few players aren't going to do, but the second round's going to be different. So,
At the Grand Slam and the match play so far this year, we've seen... brilliant Phil Taylor playing unbelievable stuff. Do you feel like you did at those tournaments?
Yes,
at the moment?
I do. I've had a little bit of, you know, family problems this last couple of weeks, but I can put them aside now. Mum's fine. I can't go into detail, but Mum's fine, and then we can concentrate now. I've not been able to practice properly, but I can now.
Do you have a renewed hunger for this tournament?
I've never lost my hunger, trust me. I'm after this world title. Trust me, I'm after this world title big style. So whoever beats me is going to have to play well. Especially the next round. I'm up for it.
When I spoke to you in the match,
I've got that glint in my eye. You can
I
see
know,
what
that's
I've got.
Exactly
and I'm after the
say,
world title.
When I spoke to you at the match play, you were talking about, I'm feeling so good, I can go and break the record.
I can go and break the record. I want Barry Earn to put 3 9 darters is £1 million. Anybody does 3 9 darters in one game. And he's going, you'll do it. I said, right, I will.
Two former finalists both joined Taylor in the second round. Andy Hamilton was forced to battle from 2-1 down against Canadian Dave Richardson and says he's desperate to prove that he's a contender here.
Yeah, most definitely. I know what I can do, and everyone knows what I can do. It's just doing it up there, and I've just got to recapture my form, what I've done 2 years ago, and do it again this time. I know I can do it. It's just doing it.
As for Peter Wright, he began his William Hill World Championship campaign with a Christmas tree painted into his beard, glittery mistletoe on the side of his head, and very sharp darts to see off Welsh debutant Gerwin Price 3-0, and Snakebite is feeling confident.
If Gary gets to the quarters, I'll beat Gary in the quarters, and I'll beat, if Gerwin gets to the semis, hope he does, because I'm going to beat him there, and then I'll be in the final against whoever.
That just left Stuart Kellett against Germany's Sascha Stein, and for the second night running, a European qualifier dumped out a seeded player following Wes Newton's demise at the hands of Christo Reyes. Saturday sees a double session of darts with the new players champion Gary Anderson hoping to buck that trend of qualifiers producing upsets as he faces either Mark McGrath or Scott Kirchner. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Welcome to day three of the William Hill World Championships here at Ali Pally, and we've already seen a big upset. A seed goes out. Wes Newton goes out to Christo Reyes of Spain, and what a great player he turned out to be. Showed no fear to Wes Newton and took him right to the last game. Well, this afternoon we've got some great games coming as well. Andy Smith takes on Ronnie Hybrex. William Hill can't split them, but I think I can. I think Andy Smith is just going to edge this one. He seems to be the form player at the moment, and he knows to get over the line when he gets the chance. Robert Thornton takes on Andrew Gildin, and Andrew Gildin, one of the form players of the tour for the whole of this year. But Robert Thornton played in the Premier League. He knows the big crowd. He knows how to play it up there. I think Thornton will just nick this one, but it could be close. Last game up is Justin Pipe, and he takes on Lawrence Ryder. Now, there isn't a lot of value for Justin Pipe here, so I'm going for Pipe to win the match, most 180s, and the highest checkout. Brilliant odds for that. Get on that one. Well, next up is Terry Jenkins, the Bull, 9 times a major tournament runner-up. He plays John Webber, and although John Webber's not known to you fans back home, he certainly is to the darts here. He will have a good game, but I can't see him beating the Bull. The Bull, a class player. I think the Bull all the way. Well, the next matchup could be a cracker. Simon Whitlock takes on Darren Webster. And Darren Webster's had a chance to take some big scalps on TV events the whole of this year, but has failed to cross the line with doubles. One day he's going to turn up and hit those doubles and beat a major seed. And it could be tonight. Simon Whitlock has not had a great year. His consistency's gone. He really is on the back foot. And he needs a good performance here. The Premier League lurks if he doesn't. And now Webster could be an upset here. You Norfolk fans could be back in Webster.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.